Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. It is just after 10 o'clock. Sex Talk with John T. Searle and two gorgeous girls in the studio this morning. Good morning, Tamar.
Good morning, John T.
And our very special guest, Monique Pretorius. Thank you so much for being here with us.
My pleasure.
It's really, really wonderful. We haven't seen you for a while, so it's really cool to see you again.
Yeah, quite. Last?
Yes, I think so. So we're going to have a very interesting conversation about all sorts of things that you've done and talk to your mom.
Yes.
Which is really fascinating. You know, how many people who are in the adult entertainment world, how many of their parents know what they do? How open are the discussions they have with their parents? I think it's really, really quite fascinating. So thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Let us begin with this.
Twitter bag, Philippa Gian.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
around the world.
Dirty dictionary word.
Around the world. Any idea?
No, but I'll do it. I'll just do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Around the world, everybody wants to go.
Yeah. Any idea what around the world is?
In a sexual content, obviously.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. All sorts of strippers, dancers, adult entertainers.
Ah, okay. No. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
So we will come back to that one. So around the world. Join our conversation on 0861-555-189. We are on Twitter. We are on WeChat. And
sextalk_CliffC, yeah.
And fair chance we're going to do some periscoping during the show. Because I know that you enjoy taking your clothes off.
Oh, yes, and it's quite hot. I think it's time to get naked.
Oh, so that might happen this morning. So stay close to your phones. Stay close to your computers.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen this morning. Okay. How did you start in this business?
Okay, well, I started actually out by being a bar lady for half a night.
Okay.
And then I left.
Where was that?
This was now in Klagstorp.
Yeah.
In a club called Le Chic. The owner was a Bulgarian.
Okay.
So I left that night, and the next day when I got back to work, he suggested that I started dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So I started dancing.
How old were you?
I think I was 19.
Okay.
Yep, very inexperienced, still a virgin.
Okay.
And I started dancing, and 3 months after that, I did Los F and Hustle 2004-05.
Okay.
Just for people who don't know what that is, can you explain?
Law Slave and Hustler is like your porn magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You do a competition. Girls all over South Africa, they join in the competition. They judge you on your show, your movements, the way you use your body, your sensuality. And they judge you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you win this competition, then you go all over South Africa to strip clubs and you do like a promotion night.
Mm-hmm.
And
to the magazine and
The magazine takes photos and all that stuff. And unfortunately I didn't win that time. But then after a couple of years of experience, I won 2007 Lost Life and Hustler. So I was on the front cover of Lost Life, Hustler and Stalk Stove.
Okay.
Via that time my mom didn't actually know of me being a dancer, I was very discreet.
Yeah.
And when my magazines were released, I was on the front cover, and she saw it.
Okay. So we're going to get your mom on the line. If the guys in the booth there will wake up.
Yeah, but in the meantime, yes. Tell us, like,
so how was it?
Did you try also to hide it?
You know what? Because Klerksdorp Lishek is a very small little conservative little town.
Yeah.
And I can remember the one night, my stepdad, he was still, he came to the club. And I saw him and I went in and I hid it in the changing room for the whole night.
Mm.
And then I took a picture to like show my mom, but I couldn't tell my mom because my mom didn't know. And my mom is a
high sister. Profile, yeah.
Yeah, she's a very well-known person in the community. So I had to be very discreet.
See, small town girls.
We did naughty
ones. Around the world, small town girls.
Yeah, so you hid in the whole room in the change in the whole night in the change room.
Yes, I hid it the whole night, and I was looking. And my dad actually, my stepdad, he actually took some dances by some of my friends. And when I told them afterwards, I'm like, "Listen, yeah, that's my dad." They were quite disgusted, but money is money.
Hmm. How was it being nude in front of a whole lot of people?
Well, you know what? Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes you switch your mind off,
mm-hmm.
and you focus on what you're busy doing, busy dancing and listening to the music, your movement, and you just don't look at the people.
Okay, hang on one sec, Lorinda.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Good morning, we are doing great here, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, my darling.
Lorinda,
yes.
Monique just told us how you discovered what she was doing. What was your response to that?
I had a huge shock. It was very difficult for me in the beginning.
Yeah.
But within time, I accepted it, and I always tell her she knows where her mom is.
Mm.
I'm always with her.
That's fantastic.
So it was a huge shock, but she's doing good.
Okay. Yes. How honest are the conversations you've had about the work Monique does?
Can you repeat the question?
How honest and how open are the conversations you've had about the work Monique does?
She's very open with me.
Okay.
We always, because you know, she can't lie to me.
Yeah.
I told Mom every time.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I have a regular customer,
mm-hmm.
I mean, or when we go to town and we are like in Pick and Pay or something, and I'll squeeze my mom's hand. I'm like, oh shit, I think I danced for that guy.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So was it a hard thing for you to accept, Lorinda?
It was. In the beginning, it was a very hard thing for me to accept. I was cross with her and everything, but I know it's my kid. You can't tell her now she's not welcome in my life anymore.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because I'm sure that a lot of people don't take that path. I'm sure in this line of work, a lot of people are seriously rejected.
They've got misjudged about the industry Monique is working.
Mm.
They're not prostitutes, they're dancing. They're exotic dancers.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
But now you've done some other things than dancing.
Yes, my mom
besides
knows.
Besides being a model.
Yeah, my mom knows about the modeling on the magazines.
Yeah.
And also she knows about me playing in movies, adult movies as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very open with her.
Yeah.
I told her, but she also, it was more easier for you to accept me playing in this adult movies because it was with my partner that I've been dating for 8 years. So she was more relaxed about that as well. I just don't hope she goes and watches it.
Okay. Have you ever seen any of the pictures of Monique, Lorinda?
When she was 2007, when she was in Lost Life.
Yes.
Miss Lost Life, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I saw, yeah.
What did you think about those pictures?
I've got the beautiful girl.
You do. She is very beautiful.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
And being in the movies, what was your response to that?
No, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
No, absolutely. I understand that.
She's my, you know, when she comes home now often.
Mm.
She's a very good girl. She looks after her mommy.
Okay.
I spoil my mom.
That's wonderful. Can I ask you a question, Lorinda?
Yes.
Hi. First of all, I think it's wonderful. I had a chat with my sister, and, you know, Jonty is such an influence in my life. And when I started dealing just with the topic even of sexuality, my family really didn't know what to do with it. Even as a therapist or as a person who lives a little bit more of an open life, open sexuality. And your daughter has a very different situation because she's actually quite conservative in what she describes in her private life. But she chose to obviously to present her body, her beautiful body and her skills that she has also there in dancing and, you know, showing her body. And this is something that makes, you know, this is a certain, it's like a form of art. So my question to you is, can you appreciate, or if somebody comes to you in the street and says to you, I know what your daughter does, what will be your response?
A lot of times people came to me and said, did you see what Monique is doing? And I said, yeah, I know about it. And you want to say what?
Exactly.
Yeah, because growing up and living in Klerksdorp, I mean, that's a small town. It's quite a conservative town.
Yeah, it's conservative.
And everybody kind of knows everybody's business.
But there's people doing worse things than strippers.
Absolutely.
Worse things.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating point.
Yeah.
What is exactly, where are you coming from? What are you doing as a stripper? Are you using drugs? Are you not using drugs? Are you using your are you being abusive to yourself or are you not? It's questions that not necessarily a person who is using their abilities of showing their body is necessarily doing.
And I look after my body because I don't want to. I mean, I'm getting old. I'm not
She's
that
like
young.
She looks like 20, by the way. She's like 21.
But I'm actually 30.
So she does take good care of her?
Because I want to make my mom proud still. Mm. I mean, I don't want her... If people do know what I do and they do approach my mom, I don't want to look like a bad stripper.
Mm.
I want to be the best. I am the best. So I want my mom to be proud and say, yes, you know what? That is my daughter and she's not a prostitute. She's a dancer and she looks after herself. I don't abuse drugs. Y'all get a little bit tipsy now and again on alcohol, but that's me.
Okay, fantastic. What was the progression? Like what, you know, how did you go from dancing and from being a model to the movies to SA Girls Gone Wild, all of that? What was SA Girls Gone Wild?
Good question.
Let's start.
Well, SA Girls Gone Wild was a very big house. It's a big house full of... the original plan was it was just going to be girls. And we're going to... It's going to be like Big Brother, but just porn.
Nude and porn and
everything
else.
Nude and porn and all that. And then you see the boyfriends didn't want to leave, get jealous. So we started doing couples. It's like a... It's exactly like Big Brother, just
so online sex Big Brother.
Yes, yes. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. Mm. And we had to close. Yeah, that's...
How was the experience there?
You know what?
Very close to home. It's like very real.
It's very, very real. I mean, sometimes you don't even realize that the cameras are actually watching you. And I mean, there's cameras in the bathrooms. There's cameras in your room.
So there was no privacy.
There was no privacy. Nothing at all.
Wow.
So everyone saw everything. And unfortunately, again, my room was the most popular one. And because, I mean, me and my partner, Z the Hunter, we spend a lot of time in the room.
At least that's something, you know, it's with your partner, you're enjoying to do it, and you do it with pleasure.
Did you watch any of that, Lorinda?
No, I didn't watch any of it.
Would that be really difficult for you?
No, it would have been, but I didn't watch it. Like I said, I don't go into that.
Mm.
Watching what she's doing, I know if she's with me, and I know where she is.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I was so worried, where is Monique? Is she all right?
Mm.
You hear some stories from that about people getting killed, girls getting killed. And if I hear from her, I was so glad. Every time, I'm so glad to hear from her.
Mm.
And now we've grown closer than we were even closer. And I can't wait for her to come home again.
That's wonderful.
I can't wait to come home again. I think I'm going to come this weekend, Mommy.
Yeah, and I'll spoil her rotten when she comes home.
Wonderful.
She can eat like a beast, eh?
Wait, what does she enjoy to eat the most? What do you cook for her?
Oh, you know what Monique does? We go to this market where you get all the vegetables and everything.
Yeah.
And she tells me, Mom, you're going to cook all my comfort food. All my comfort food.
So what's your comfort food?
Broccoli with cheese sauce.
Yeah.
All vegetables. And, oh, and she can pack it away, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's not, you see, our hard dancers, work. Our dancers, yeah. We don't actually get time to cook us a meal, a proper homemade meal. We just go to work and have a bite there, and it's you miss your mom's food. So when I go home, Mom, I go and I buy everything that I'm craving for. And my mom cooks it, and I eat, and then I go back to work and dance off all those pounds that I picked up that weekend.
Okay. Have you ever watched her dance, Lorinda?
Yes, I've seen her dance.
Okay, how is that for you?
Not the naughty stuff.
Yeah.
But I was staying opposite the club where she was working before. And one night they were calling me, I must come and help them. One of the girls fell off the pole. To go and help.
Okay.
And I'm in the medical profession. So I saw them dance and that. I saw Monique in action, but not, you know, the lap dance and all that stuff.
Okay. Is she a good dancer?
She's excellent. If I must say it myself.
Okay, well, you have to say that, don't you? That's fantastic. Wow. Okay. What was the hardest part for you about accepting this?
The hardest part was I was so scared she goes into drugs and loses it all.
Hmm. Was that harder than the nudity and the sex?
Yeah, it was. And looking after herself, and you know, there's so many danger in the world, and so many, I can't tell.
And also, Mom was afraid I'm going to be, when I go come to Joburg to go to
I
new club.
I to land up on street.
Yeah, she's afraid I was going to land up on the street and be prostitute and all that. Because that's what people in this little conservative little town think.
Mm.
What a stripper, you start as a stripper and then you end up as that. And yeah, I've been dancing now, 12 years, 13 years. And I've proven her wrong. And I'm making her proud. I try to. So that's why she's more relaxed of where I am and what I do. Because I have to let her know where I am and if I'm okay. Otherwise, my mom will get sick of worried.
Mm. Have you got brothers, sisters?
Yes, I do. I've got a sister.
What's her response to that?
Well, okay, my sister, she's a very like prim and proper little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not a girl. She's also, she is now, I don't know, how old is my, Erica?
26.
Yeah, and she, in the beginning, she didn't accept it at all. Mm. She still doesn't like it. Because, like, when her boyfriends or something will come, or she's got a partner, and they will find out I'm a stripper, they will always be, like, amazed, and they'll ask me questions. And she doesn't like that. Because she doesn't want people to know what I do.
Mm.
Otherwise, they'll go on in background check and.
So that's hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that hard for you, Lorinda?
Sometimes, yes. But I'm not ashamed to say that Monique is doing dancing. She's a stripper. I'm not ashamed anymore.
That's fantastic.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a real... It's a real lesson for so many people in similar situations. Because I'm sure you must know girls who have struggled with this, whose parents and families have rejected them.
You get girls that's dancing now for like still 13, 12 years, and their parents or their partner, some people don't even know they are dancers. Like when we will take pictures in the club, she has to hide her face or she goes under, and Monique is my real name. So I dance
because we talked about that.
Yeah.
Because you, in the past, you used other names.
Yes, I used Cassie Jones.
Yeah.
I was Cassie Jones, and when I was Hustler and Law Slave, I was Emmanuel.
Okay, because we talked about that. What name do you want to use? And it was one of the first questions that I asked you, and you said, "I'm me."
Yeah, well, I'm straightforward. I mean, even if I go out with my mom and we will go to the shops, you won't say I'm a stripper. At all, you will not say I'm a stripper because I dress normally.
Yeah, it's not like you go with the, you know, with glitter and a corset and stockings. You know, it's not like that.
Yeah, so that's why also my mom is not embarrassed to be seen with me. Mm. Yes, people do approach me and they will talk to me, customers that I see, or sometimes we just avoid each other. But I'm not, and even if I go out to clubs, normal clubs, I don't actually go dance and. Because I dance for a living. I like to watch people dance and make their name asses. Because you don't understand, normal women, when they go out and they get a little bit tipsy, they act worse than strippers do.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, we've seen that time and time and time again.
They go crazy. And they always want to climb on a table or a bar.
Yeah.
And yes, our little strippers, we sit and just being amazed.
But they don't pay you. Why are you doing
that? Girl, come and work with me.
Absolutely. You need to spot talent.
Yeah. Lorinda, what's your general take on the industry of dancers and strippers?
What's my general what?
Your general take on it. What do you think about that industry?
I would like to do it. I would have loved to do it.
Yeah.
You are so cool, Lorinda. You are so cool.
No, but you get beautiful girls, and you get people, you get girls that only going in for drugs and that. That's doing it, not doing it to satisfy themselves or to look beautiful and that. You get girls that look, no, I don't know what to tell you, but my general outlook, I changed my mind. She's not a prostitute. Most of them are hardworking girls dancing to look after family. Some of them got kids that they put through school, through everything. And people don't think about that. It's also a job. It's also work.
Yeah. Yeah, and often just the conservative or the very limited perception that we have is that it's more about kind of sexuality than actually a job and the work.
Yeah, and the mummies get so cross if daddy go and watch. But they, it's hard to touch. You're not allowed to touch. But
yeah.
You know, I asked your daughter, before we went on air, if it was ever a problem, what is her take? How does she feel about the men, her clients? And she actually had an interesting answer. Do you want to repeat that?
Yeah, you see, by dancing for a man and he is married, it's you talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is at home every day with the same wife. He looks at her, he sees her every time. So then his mind does wander. And when a guy approaches you for a dance or you... For me, as a dancer, I'm there to make money because I've got kids, I've got a family to look after. I'm not there to play around. So I do make him feel so special. I'm his marriage consultant if he's got problems at home with his wife. I'm the fantasy that he wants to see. That's why he comes to a strip club. And I still work under the rule, the big rule, 5 minutes and then you move on. Because some guys do intend to get more touch, and then they feel shy to ask you for a dance. And if you make them feel special, and you make them feel that he's the best, the hottest, the greatest person there, right in front of you, he will come back, and you will get regulars. But some of them also fall in love, and then you get your stalkers.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Have you had that experience?
OMG. Fuck
tell us,
me.
Tell us about that.
I've got a lot. Actually, now at the moment, I've got this guy, Andre, and when I go and visit my mom, she even knows. He phones me 30 times a day.
Yeah.
He spoke to me.
It's called blocking.
Yeah.
You need to block him.
I mean, I will... Okay, because of my work and my Facebook is linked. And yes, I do... One day, I did a stupid thing and I put my number on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I will get pictures of 30 dicks.
Yeah, exactly. Jonty even gets cock pictures.
Yeah, it does happen occasionally. Yeah. It's like
amazing the moment.
Why do you think that I'm interested in
your
that?
Cock?
And I'm like, 1, 2, 3, you block yourself. Mm. It's terrible. It's really terrible. But this guy is so in love with me, and half an hour of speaking to him, he tells me he loves me. He cries if I don't answer the phone. I get...
So it's these guys who are just living in a fantasy world.
Yeah, they some of them really appreciate the beauty of a dancer. Some of them, you get your clients that get drunk, and then they take the beauty and then turn it into abuse.
Mm.
Like that, well... get verbally, or they will get...
Do you take it personally?
Mm. Well, you know what, now, because I'm experienced, so for me, I don't take it personally, except if you climb into my character, like really insulting me as a person, then I will maybe have a word or two. And if I'm maybe tipsy or you're drunk, do the...
So
do
it's
the,
very interesting, because there's this total difference between kind of fantasy and reality.
Yes.
And it is a world of fantasy.
I mean,
when you're there dancing, it's a role that you're playing. You're acting.
Yes.
When you're doing movies or shoots, it's a fantasy. It's a different persona.
That's why when you're in a strip club, the dancers and the girls looks after themselves. They look
That's
pretty.
What I want to ask as well. Do the managers take care of you?
Oh, yes. Managers, you see, at the moment I'm working at Blue Night. It's this new club in Harties.
Mm-hmm.
They, the club, the management... everything is so great.
Because we were talking, it's a total drug-free environment.
And
they actually
no
do
sex,
drug
yes.
tests.
No sex, no drugs. And the girls are so pretty, so nice. I mean, when you come to that club, you come there for a fantasy. You go there with a mindset that you are going to see something that's not your wife.
So it's just a beautiful fantasy.
Mm. Yeah.
So what kind of things, because there's this whole menu available at the club.
Okay,
so
well...
So what's on the menu?
At Blue Night, the menu is... Okay, a normal lap dance is 400 rand.
Mm.
Then it's no touching, because there's cameras in the booths. Then you get your touch dance that's above the waist.
So they can touch you above
yes,
the waist.
Yes, they can touch you above the waist.
Okay.
That is 800 rand. And then you get your chit-chats, and you get your VIP dances that the guy book you for half an hour. That is 1,500 rand. And excluding the dancer, that's for an hour. And then you get your half an hour. That is 500 rand for the club, excluding the dancer. And, yeah, the girls, they are...
How many men want to date strippers?
Oh, my gosh.
She needs to... Lorinda, she's taking a sip of water, just for you to know. Yeah, we're still here. She's just thinking about how many men wants to really date a stripper.
Why do you think they want to do that?
Because, you know what, you get your married men that really want to have a relationship with a stripper because she makes him feel different towards his wife, makes him feel, she makes him feel special.
Mm.
He can talk to her about everything. And you know what, it is true, and I'm going to say it, yes, some of our dancers do get involved with clients, and some of us are just, you know what, okay, it's fake. Whatever, yes, don't worry, my love. And that's what you get your single hot guys. Oh, greatness. And then I feel actually sad for them because you are so gorgeous. Why do you come to a strip club? Why do you want to pay someone for a dance when you can get any girl you want? Those are the guys that do really want to have a relationship. But then you get your old man that's lonely and they want to just take care of you. You get those people, and then you just get those people that's really arrogant, and then you, like, just brush it off.
But do they really want to take you home? Do they really want to date?
Or do they want the fantasy of you? Because
seeing
you there is also the fantasy. It's not the real you.
They really want to have the idea of a stripper, the fantasy, the different lifestyle person than his wife. But, yes, if they do want to take you home, they will take you to... a secret place.
Oh, so it's not really to date. It's again, it's the mystery and
the mystery.
Fantasy.
And sometimes, if guys want to take you home, then you know that they're going over and beyond of just a fantasy. So then they want the fantasy to become a reality because they want to feel what it is to be with someone or something that can't help.
So do a lot of men make the connection or have the idea that stripper and sex worker, stripper and prostitute are the same thing?
You get some of the men, okay. Yes. You get some of your men that actually, they appreciate you as a stripper for the fantasy and the art. And then you get your men that want to make you drunk and offer you money, hopefully have sex with you. And then you just get some of you, and I'm being honest, some of the dancers, everywhere, they do offer clients more than just dance because they're in need for money. And then you just get your old school girls that they go and they do it with passion, they dance, and that's what we're there for. We're there to entertain.
How much do you enjoy dancing? How much of you personally is in that beyond, this is what I do, this is my job, so I'm going to do it well? How much of you is in that?
Okay, well, in the beginning of my career, then I still went out fully. And I put my body, soul, mind, everything into my shows. And, okay, the years gone by and we get older.
Again, she looks like 20.
And sometimes you feel sick and then you're not in a mood, or this guy just doesn't do it for you.
So, and they're being rude or nasty or whatever. Just but, a bad day.
Yeah, well, when you do a lap dance, you do it for the money. Going to do this for this man because you want him to come back. You want him to be a regular. So you put everything in. You make him feel special because he's paying for that.
So you want to be good at your job.
I am, yeah.
Okay, how many girls see that in the same way?
You can say to 80%. Okay. 80% girls still have the passion for dance itself. The other ones, I mean, the new strippers, the new dancers, they are very... They're more about just, okay, not doing a show. A proper show is like you dance. The other girls, they will spin around the pole, lie on their back, open their legs. Where other, us old school girls, you can watch that show, be entertained, be amazed from the beginning to the end.
I want to.
I have to tell you that I think a lot of, it's been a long time since I've been to a strip club. And
I'll take you, John.
And I'll tell you quite honestly, I think that most of them are really boring because I think a lot of the girls really can't dance that well.
Yeah.
And it's just a question of how quickly can I get nude?
Yes.
So how quickly can I show you my body? And then we kind of go on. And for the rest of it, I just think they're boring because there's nothing sensual. There's nothing that exciting in it. It's not really entertainment in a way.
Yeah.
So I want to challenge, obviously, Monique. You said you're doing it professionally and you know, and this is a whole psychology thing. So we're going to periscope you giving me a little lap dance to show me what are the techniques that work.
Yes.
Just the techniques that work. You can talk while that, and Johnny's going to talk and explain what you're doing. But I want to see, like, literally mechanically, what is this? What are you doing that? How you
and
want
for,
to create?
And to dance for a woman is much difficulter than for
really?
A man. Eh? I mean, to dance for a woman, she's much more judgmental. Because she appreciates more, but she judges more.
So how many women go to the clubs on their own or with their partners?
You get a couple of women that do go.
Will go on their own, like a girl's night?
Yeah, like a girl's night. And then normally you get those girls that get drunk and they think they're better than stripping.
Yeah.
But then you get your women that actually appreciate and are amazed
and
by
many,
the art.
How many couples come to the club?
Oh, you get a lot of couples, especially there by Blue Night, because it's so a nice club. That everything is so beautiful. And they come there for entertainment, conversation, and just the appreciation of beauty and art.
And a turn on for them?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. And women who try and pick you up? Women who make a pass at you?
More than couples. Because, and then they will be like swingers.
Yeah, so it's like the couple's fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, so are you ready? Because I am ready.
Jonty, can you take that video for us?
Okay.
Okay,
so
it's
do we
working.
Want some background music?
Yeah,
for
we would love to. So, Lorinda, this is actually a professional session to show me what works. How do you need to create that beautiful fantasy? Because honestly, it's an art. Actually, a lot of people write on that beautiful fantasy moment that, you know, that a client comes in, he wants to feel special And there he goes, feeling special. So today we're going to do it here.
I'm the victim.
I'm the victim. I would like to be. It's a wonderful, wonderful girl named Monique, and she's going to show us.
Okay, so some gentle Madonna for the background.
Yeah. Oh, hell yes.
Okay. So, yeah, so she's getting it ready. Yeah. Eye contact, so important. And that is so close. That is really, really close. Now, everybody outside is very interested in this lap dance as well. And now the clothes are starting to come off. Okay, so this is getting into a whole other world now, because the clothes are coming off. Yeah, and it's all about touching. And the clothes are coming off fast here, so we're actually getting to a very different realm here. Everybody is now... Everything is in the face. There we go. So, sex talk on Cliff Central, nude lap dance, topless lap dance. Here we go. Wow. You can't imagine.
She
how
is very
this
professional.
Is going.
So, really, this is all about understanding that, you know, dancing can be erotic, beautiful, sensual, and she hasn't done anything to me. She hasn't kissed me. She hasn't fucked me. Well, some, I'm a little bit of disappointed, of course, but...
Lorinda, what would your advice be to somebody who wants to get into this? Would you advise them to talk to their parents, to sit down and have the conversation?
Yes, I would speak to your mom. Be open about it, because... Don't give him a shock. Don't give him a shock. But I would say go for it. Go for it.
And do you think that mothers accept this easier than fathers?
Dad doesn't accept it.
Dad doesn't accept it.
No, they're little girls doing that stuff.
Yeah, that's a really hard one. Yeah.
But on that stage when she started, I was married to this guy, and I'm divorced with him, and he was so bloody arrogant. Afterwards, he went to a show, and he didn't expect seeing her there.
He didn't know that she was going to be there?
No, he didn't expect seeing her there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. How was that for you?
Well, I can remember that day like it was yesterday. Mm. There was a stage show on the stage via another dancer. And as I walked to the changing room, I saw this man standing with his back towards me.
So he's your stepfather?
Yeah, my stepdad.
Okay.
And
how long had he been your stepdad for?
Mommy, how long were you guys married?
Well, 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And... As I saw him, I ran. I ran back into the changing room. And Nikolai Alanov, he was the owner of Lushik. He still came in. He's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Did someone stab you or something? I'm like, no, my father is here. And I had to actually hide in the changing room the whole night. And I phoned my mom. I'm like, do you know where your man is? Mm. She's like, no, he's at work. I'm like, So I took some pictures of him because some of my friends were dancing for him. And I wanted to use him to blackmail him just to be, because, I mean, hello, you lie to my mom and you come to a strip club and take dances by my friends. But luckily that is out and it's gone.
Mm. So you think that if a man is going to a strip club, he should tell his wife?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Why not?
I mean, then what's the point going to be to go and look at a fantasy?
You can take the energy from the fantasy home?
You can take that energy of the fantasy that turned you on. Mm. And go and please your wife.
Mm. Lorinda, do you think if a guy's going to a strip club, he should tell his wife?
No.
You shouldn't.
Because then it won't be so excited for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because okay. He's going now there, now going there, he's Callum. And what's the excitement about that?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Your real father, does he know what you do?
Okay, well, actually, there was a situation that happened with my real father. When I was on the covers of Lost Life and Hustler, I still had little, small, little, normal, natural boobies with nipple piercings in.
Okay.
And I was on my way, me and my friends were on our way to H2O, and I haven't spoken to him or seen him in 4 years. And all of a sudden, he phones me out of the blue, and he tells me, was it sore? And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, your nipple piercings. Was it sore? I'm like, oh, my fuck.
That was the first conversation
in four years. I'm like, oh, my fuck. Really? Come on. Are you serious? Did you go and buy my book? He's like, yes, it's on my coffee table. I'm like, which one did you buy? Because the Law Slave, you don't see pussy.
Okay.
Stalk Stave, you do. But luckily, he bought the Law Slave. And he sat it on his coffee table, and everyone is there to see. And when I did my promotions, what we did is there's a limo that takes you to all the strip clubs, and you do like a promotion night. And we went to Hunter's Rock, and there's posters of me everywhere. So you can see it's me. Yeah. And as I walked into the club, my dad was like, that's my daughter. That's my daughter.
So he was there at the club.
Yes. He was bragging about me.
He's and like, you were supposed to be doing like a nude show.
Yes. But luckily, he still had respect for me.
Yeah.
And when I did my show, he did get up and leave. But like now my producer and myself, we're playing pool. And my you see, Hunter's Rock is also a place where you can get escorts.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually took an escort to one of the rooms.
Your father?
Yes.
And you saw this happening?
I saw it. I saw them going up the stairs. And my producer still told me, there goes your mother's maintenance money. And at the moment, I thought it was funny, but...
Was he in a relationship at the time?
I don't know.
Okay. So you're not close to him?
No, not at all. Okay. He moved overseas and I don't speak to him, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Lorinda, what would your advice be to a young girl who wants to get into this industry?
Just look after yourself and be honest to yourself. Stay away from drugs. And just be open to your mother. Be open to somebody that's close to you. Don't block out everybody. Everybody is there for you.
Yeah, 'cause it's a hard, industry and you need support.
It is. It's a very hard industry. Because sometimes they go to places and there's other girls that's jealous of them. And that can make it difficult for a stripper in another club to go and host dance or anything there.
Yeah. But even beyond that, I think emotionally there's times where it must be really difficult.
Oh, hell, yes. You get your times. I mean, when you don't make money, the girls are then bitchy towards each other. They break you down. They talk about you. They make you feel down, depressed. And then sometimes, I mean, you go home and you sometimes take all your anger and frustration of not making money out on your family. And luckily, my mom knows if I'm in a bad mood, I'll tell her, Mom, you know what? I'm sorry, but last night was terrible. I didn't make money. And she does understand, and then she'll give me motivation. She talks to me. She tells me to breathe, to keep it calm, and stick to my true roots.
Okay. Lorinda, thank you so much. This has been really wonderful sharing. I think you're really brave to have done this, and the way that you support your daughter is just so admirable for the choices that she has made. And really, I wish that every woman who decides to pursue this or do this as a career has that kind of love and support. I think it's so important. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Mom. I love you. And I'll see you the weekend, okay?
Okay, my sweetheart. Look after yourself.
Thank you, Lorinda.
Okay.
John,
an interesting question, because a lot of people are kind of interested in this. On an average, you don't have to give an exact figure, on an average, how much money do you make in a month?
You can say between, okay, let's say you're a good dancer, no extras, you can say from 20 and up.
Okay.
If you are a little bit more of the...
What does extras mean?
Extras is like, you do get your dancers, hey? You really, really... And I'm going to be honest. You do get your dancers that do offer or do more for what they're supposed to do.
Mm.
I mean, we all are adults. We all have do what we do to do what
so
we have to do.
So be specific here. What does that actually mean?
Like
we'll have sex, we'll give blowjobs.
Yes.
Okay.
You do get your dancers that actually... I mean, customers, if you really want a fantasy and you really need that fantasy, a customer will offer you money for sexually presents or...
Like ridiculous amounts of money?
Yeah, really ridiculous. I mean...
You have to be strong.
Yeah. I mean, not just clients. You get people like, let's say, that's following you on Facebook or... Mm. People that know that you're a dancer, then they'll take their chance. Mm. They always take a chance to see if you are gonna fall for that stupid, ridiculous thing. And
so,
then
what's the most you've ever been offered for sex, for example?
60 grand.
60 grand. Yes, to have actually, sex for one sexual experience. One
I've got actually.
How do you do it? Do you take out a credit card machine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you just say, "Give me a diamond"? What do you do?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've got this guy. He lives in Klokstorp, and he knows me for a long time. And he offered me 50 grand, and I still made fun of it. Mm. I told my work colleagues, and...
And they all said, God, you're mad if you don't.
They're like, yeah, no, they did. They're like, I will do it for 50 grand. Why not? And then he's like, okay, and then if he can do it without a condom, he'll give me 10 grand extra. And I'm like, you know what, dude? Go block yourself.
Mm.
Just move on.
People from school, people you grew up with, have you ever run into them?
Oh, I've danced for my principal once.
That's fantastic. That is like everybody's fantasy, probably, you know?
Yeah, or the principal's fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've danced for some of my work colleagues, my school friends.
Yeah.
And they actually...
That's just fun, no?
It's quite different because, like, when you're in school, you're not like I wasn't like the
girl.
Were
you a good girl in school?
I was more into my sports.
Okay.
And I didn't date at all. And when I started dancing, everyone is like, "Oh my God, you're so hot, actually. Why didn't we date on school? And marry me." I'm like, "No.
Marry me."
Yes, I've had that a lot.
Wow. Yeah.
You get that a lot. Guys, it's like, "Just marry me, please." I'm like, "Yes, I'll marry your wallet."
Do you tell them that?
No.
But you say, "Give me another 100, we'll chat later."
Yeah.
Well, let's stay in touch.
Yeah.
But you really need to be strong. You know, Jonty, when you interviewed the ex-courtesan, and you told me about, and she said she came from such a horrible childhood and she made such poor decisions, but then she was not regretting it, but that was a horrible way, and everybody around her was abused and drugs, and it was really a horrible journey.
Yeah.
And then Jonty tells me about an amazing friend of his from Cape Town that she tells her mother everything. Mm. So there's such a variety about sexual journeys, and you know, if you choose a more sexual, well, it's not sexual, it's actually more provocative, let's call it, or exotic.
It's in the sexual thing, and our sexual journeys are our life journeys.
Yeah.
And that's, our sexuality is such an integral part of everything that we do. It's often our self-definition, it's where our power comes from.
Yeah.
So the more that we can integrate that into the rest of our lives with honesty and openness, the more power we have, the more freedom we have.
And you can enjoy it much more.
Yeah, and the greater... So you enjoy yourself and your sexuality.
Yes, I do. But I mean, I'm in the sex industry.
Yeah.
Not
to some extent.
Yeah, I dance for people. Mm. And yes, we do get turned on. Dancers do get turned on.
Of course.
I mean, how are you going to do a lap dance for a very awesome person? Mm. And then... most of us are single.
So you have to give one sex tip in 1 minute, and it's a very specific sex tip because I know you know how to do this. What's the secret to deep throating?
I don't know.
That's from, of course, personal experience.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe just gag reflex.
Yeah.
Control your gag reflex.
So how do you do that? How do you get that out of the way?
I don't know.
I have a tip.
Yeah.
And I think we discussed it sex for last year. So you have to, first of all, not be so scared from your own gagging mm-hmm, reflex, which
you
means...
you have to say, talk this quickly.
Yeah, so you have to just, well, try to gag, you know, try you to do deep throat, John T. It's really difficult.
Oh, but I'm going to tell you the secret.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, so the secret is, lie on your back with your head hanging off the edge of the bed.
Oh, so again, open
shawl. So put your mouth and your throat at the same
so
angle.
Again, for a woman that does...
angles.
As a woman perspective, because mm-hmm. John T., you know, he's not into the cock. I'm just saying he's absolutely right, but still, don't be afraid of your own gag reflex. So it's coming, you know, there's something that a lot of women ask. Just don't be afraid. It might bring a bit tears in your eyes. Again, you don't have to do it. It's only from if it's something you want to experience. Just don't be afraid of that. It's the instinct that is happening through to your body, and just let it just get familiar with it. And then you'll see it's not that bad, and you actually can train it to just go away. And John T said it. It's the best angle, actually.
It's true. I mean, when I did my movies and stuff also, because I'm saying it with pride and joy. I'm the squirt queen.
Yeah.
And that is something to talk
so
about.
In a few weeks when we want to do a show about female ejaculation, how about coming to be a model for that?
I would love to join you guys.
Live squirting show. What do you think?
I would love it because it's such a thing and it needs people to understand.
And it's also, you need to, women also to teach women how to do it. Or most women are like
afraid, ashamed.
Because it's one of the biggest myths at the moment. It's like one of the big things in sexuality. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. We'll talk about it more and we'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
John T, you're my king.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Really
thank you so much.
To share this so openly and
thank
honestly.
You so much, guys. You are awesome. And I love, love, love your sex talk show.
Thank you. That's wonderful. So on Wednesday night, Courtney is doing a sound journey in Rivonia, and that is on her Facebook page, Courtney Ward. Or you can contact us for information.
It's a very relaxing experience.
Beautiful experience. It's a meditation of sound, sound healing experience.
Nothing
really,
sexual.
Really fantastic.
For a change.
Highly recommend that
one.
And October, Waves of Pleasure, Waves of Touch in Mozambique. And in between, please visit www.eroslife.co.za.
Amazing
Lots
articles.
Of wonderful stuff. And I have to tell you, at the moment I'm working with so many people in relationship pain. There are different ways to do it, and we can create different relationships. We can create different possibilities.
Amen.
It's out there. You have to do the work for it. It's not an easy journey.
Like anything.
But if you're willing, the most amazing possibilities of love, of pleasure, of exploration, of intimacy come into our lives.
You're spot on.
So up next is Casper and the team, and there's a whole lot of them out there today.
They are always
so
crazy and they're amazing.
That's going to be pretty interesting. We wish you all so much pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend.
This is CliffCentral.com.